Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will be in New York City today for the opening of the Stonewall National Monument Visitor Center. It was 55 years ago today, June 28, 1969, that the Stonewall riots took place at the Stonewall Inn on Christopher Street, and they're credited as one of the catalysts of the gay rights movement. Stacy Lentz, one of the owners of the Stonewall Inn, says they've gotten and are continuing to expect big crowds this Pride Month.
This year, you know, marking 55th anniversary on June 28th since the Stonewall riots, I mean, I think you're going to see, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of people, you know, clamor to the Stonewall Inn. Everyone wants to, you know, be inside the bar, have the opportunity to be in the physical space where history happened.
President Biden is expected to be joined at the new visitor center this afternoon by Governor Hochul and other Democratic leaders. The new center will pay homage to the Stonewall Rebellion while serving as a space for learning about LGBTQ plus the community and the ongoing struggle for LGBTQ plus rights. Well, heads up, G-Train riders. You're going to have to deal with some major schedule changes over the next few months. Our Marla Diamond has the details, and she joins us live. Marla.
Linda, we're at the Nassau Avenue station in Greenpoint, where the G train is the only subway line, and riders are trying to figure out how they will get around. Ming, who lives in Bushwick, said it is a big inconvenience.
It is quite impactful to me, my livelihood. When I heard the news maybe like a week ago, I was pretty disappointed. Yeah, because there aren't a whole lot of other options.
We also spoke to riders Baruz and Ella. They are teenagers who use the G train to get to summer camp.
It makes it really difficult to like get home when I'm like other places.
I have to like Uber home, and that's like a little expensive.
The signs warning riders of the shutdown are up. The MTA will run shuttle bus service along the G line starting tonight at 9:45, when service will be suspended in both directions between Court Square and Nassau Avenue through July 5th. Other sections of the line will be shut down through September. All of this for some long overdue signal repairs. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at the Nassau Avenue station in Brooklyn.
We're learning more today about the brutal beating of a bodega worker in Woodside, Queens. District Attorney Melinda Katz says the suspect, 29-year-old Osvel Diaz, knocked out the 62-year-old employee of the Sunnyside Mini Mart on the night of June 17th with a series of kicks and punches, then kept kicking him in the head as he lay motionless on the ground. In the end, the victim suffered a number of bad injuries, including a fractured eye socket and hemorrhaging in the brain. Diaz, meantime, has been arraigned on attempted murder charges and, if convicted, faces as much as 25 years behind bars. New York City Council member Justin Brannon is applauding the new budget deal just reached between the council and Mayor Adams, especially the part that restores funding to the New York City library system. He spoke to 1010 Winds.
We've struck a deal with the administration that will get us full funding restoration for our city's libraries. It's $58.3 million for libraries, with $43 million of that is baseline, which means that we won't have to fight for it again next year.
Along with reversing $58 million in funding cuts, the deal will allow library branches to resume seven-day-a-week service. There is also word that the agreement, which is expected to be formally approved by the council ahead of Monday's deadline, will also include an additional $2 billion investment for affordable housing. Today is sentencing day for the man accused of killing four members of a family in a crash on East Massapequa, Long Island. Michael D'Angelo of Lindenhurst admitted to driving high on a mix of drugs last August before slamming into the victims at 95 miles an hour. He's expected to be sentenced to 21 years behind bars. Meanwhile, some new data should be a heads up for drivers. Traffic deaths have been on the rise in New York State over the last few years.
State Controller Thomas DiNapoli says even though vehicle safety features have greatly improved, more fatal crashes are occurring. Long Island is leading that surge in New York State. Carl Borelli of the Suffolk County DA's office says traffic fatalities increase sharply with drivers speeding, driving drunk, and being distracted.
Unfortunately, lead the state almost every year in the amount of deaths. Last year, there were almost 150 people killed in Suffolk County. Pretty much somebody dies every single day on Long Island in a car crash.
He says seatbelt use is also a problem. Although most front passengers do buckle up, backseat passengers do not. And in a crash, those passengers could be ejected or suffer critical injuries when they are tossed around in the car. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Suffolk County, Long Island.
Well, there have been plenty of informal polls showing that Donald Trump was the winner of last night's CNN presidential debate, but many were discouraged by both candidates.
Dee Dee and John are visiting from North Carolina. I found them waiting for a bus.
It was exactly what we thought.
Meaning?
We're in trouble.
We're in trouble as a country.
They were inclined to support Trump. Douglas is visiting from Belgium and said the debate was upsetting.
And I was surprised that Biden performed so badly. More than surprised, I'm very disappointed, because in Europe we worry a lot about Trump.
And then I ran into David, a New Yorker on Broadway, who had better things to do than watch the debate.
I went to Patsy's and had white clam sauce with linguine, chicken piccata, a couple of glasses of Prosecco. I think that was much better than the silly debate.
Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Governor Hochul has unveiled her administration's new Extreme Heat Action Plan for New York State for this summer. It focuses on coordinating interagency efforts that are aimed at mitigating the impacts of extreme heat, especially on disadvantaged communities. They include supports for towns and cities who are working to prepare for extreme heat, communication between agencies developing heat emergency plans or managing cooling centers, and working to reduce the cost of air conditioning and other cooling equipment. Hochul says extreme heat will only increase with climate change, threatening lives and livelihoods of many New Yorkers, particularly in disadvantaged communities and in communities of color.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!